Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever hear the old phrase, tomorrow's front page headlines are on the back page today?
Yeah. Yes.
Generally true.
Often. Right? Often true.
Not always. You know, some things are unpredictable, but sometimes things are building and we just don't pay attention. And people warn of them all the time. Now, this is a list of things that they ask people who claim to be experts. What are the headlines that we'll all be worried about tomorrow that maybe we aren't worried about today?
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay. Now, there are 18 of these. These are not our opinions. These are things on this list.
Okay.
So if like you want to fight about it,
list.
You're not fighting with us.
I hesitate to say anything because I'm going to be called a libtard.
Well, yeah, inevitably.
Because
yeah.
I believe in, you know, justice for all and whatever.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about what's actually going on and calling what's really going on in Gaza a genocide. Same with Sudan. Like, there's a lot of that right now that I think we're not calling it what it is. And I hesitate to say this, even though I've talked about it before, but oh my God, why aren't we stopping it?
It is crazy. Regardless of what you think the reasons for it, it's still...
I mean,
innocent people are dying.
This is no longer war.
Sudan is on the verge of collapse. That's number 12 on the list.
Oh,
when that happens,
so
it will make the crisis in Gaza look like nothing. That's one of them.
Well, it's all, I don't know what all y'all have seen about this coverage. It's horrific. I mean, both are. You're watching innocent people. War is horrible, but this is beyond war. This is ethnic cleansing.
Yeah.
And we're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad.
Yeah. But it only happened in the past. That's what we'll say.
Right.
Number one, they say, the water crisis. Everybody's talking about AI and politics, says the pigmented pigeon. But clean water is quietly becoming the next big disaster. It's already hitting a bunch of places hard, and barely anyone is paying attention. Now, that is...
Yeah, that's a fact.
Pretty true. Like, the guy that predicted The Big Short, the guy that was way ahead on that, portrayed in the movie by Christian Bale, he's been only investing in water stuff for the last whatever, since that movie came out.
Okay.
Because he thinks that's the next big thing. And I remember, I can't remember who it was, but somebody, some well-respected diplomat said the next big wars will be fought over water.
I believe
I've heard that.
I mean,
over clean, fresh water.
It's literally the most precious commodity that we've got. Somebody taints the water or the water dries up or whatever.
Okay.
Huge problem.
Number two, things we aren't worried about now, but may be worried about in the future. Maybe. The buy now, pay later bubble is going to burst.
Yeah,
that's never, you know,
I mean,
it's you know, not the best way to go anyway is, you know, buying things on speculation or credit or whatever.
Well, I think, too, there's been such a rise, and every single month, I feel like there's a new one that pops up, those kind of pay in four things where it's like Affirm, Afterpay, Klarna, PayPal does it, where it's basically like a credit card, but it's you know, when you check out on an online retailer.
And it's, you can pay all of it or pay in four.
Or you can pay in four
payments.
Installments and they'll charge you interest or whatever it is. Or it's, pay $170 now or make 17 payments of $10 over the course of the next couple, however many months.
Yes.
Yeah, I know eBay does that now too.
Really?
And I have friends now who are like, I have an Afterpay balance of $3,000 or something like that because they put all of their, they use that for all of their Christmas shopping or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, month to month, they're basically spending $200-$300 on those little payments, and you might as well have just paid for it all up front.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not a basic necessity, if you can't pay for it, don't buy it. Like, that's, man, that is the adage.
Thanks,
like,
Buzzkill.
You gotta stick to that.
Totally true. But...
it's true, though. I mean, that will eat you alive forever, those stupid interest payments on everything.
The problem is there are some people, lots of people, who live check to check, so... they end up needing those things. You know, some people, it's because they're being frivolous and buying things they can't afford. But other people, they're using those in order to bridge the gap between paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
yeah.
the furnace needed repair or the car broke down or someone got sick. That's the scary
sometimes part. But it's not usually because they're buying a water heater. It's because they got some really kick-ass UGG boots.
It can, I mean, be really, but it could be, it's buying not food usually for the family,
but not usually.
I can't say that I've I've used it before. I have an Affirm card that you can use at grocery stores. I've used it for groceries before when there was a time where it was Christmas time or something and I didn't budget right or something, and then I realized, oh my gosh, I have $40 to last me through the week, and I need $70 worth of groceries. So you do that real quick just because you're like, okay, well, like I need this.
Yeah, true. Number three, the dead internet theory. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I hadn't either until I said this, I read this. The theory outlines that once AI becomes so good, we can't tell what's real or fake, the internet will die off as it's mostly just bots that interact with each other. There's no longer anything authentic, and even creators lose their jobs to great prompt writing. I can see that.
I can absolutely see that.
The internet has become AI. I know it's taken my interest out on a number of apps that I used to visit where I would see funny videos or things that happened in the news that maybe weren't on the news, but it was an interesting story. And now every time you watch one, you're like, well, that's can't be real.
No, I think there will be a time where it's like the only thing I can trust is somebody in front of me that I can see who is saying the words they're saying.
Mm-hmm. And even then, I don't know, maybe. I mean, with all the bots and
literally you right now in front of me, I can go, you're a human, I can touch you, you're here and you're saying the words. But
now, yeah. But 20 years from now, you may not be able to, like, we watched that video of the robot trying to load the dishwasher, and it's an obvious robot, but 20 years from now, that may not be such an obvious robot.
That's how I'm going to test you, Steve. When we get together and talk, I'm going to say, load my dishwasher. I need to make sure that you're not a dumb bot.
I start to drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
Or just get real close to his eyeball, and if he runs away scared.
Yeah.
You know it's the real Steve.
If he goes into nighttime snooze mode,
right? Yep. This one. Are we still set to run out of helium, or did we make that up? Was that just something I imagined?
Was that a big problem?
Well, I do remember hearing that we were running low on helium, and maybe we shouldn't be having so many Mylar balloons float off in space for multiple reasons. Mm. What happens when we run out of helium? Because it's not just used for funny voices and making things float. It does have more industrial usages, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know all of them, but I do know that, industrially, like, it's used. So, yeah, I don't know if we're, like, truly running out or if they're just, like, we just don't know how to access it. Because it's, like, the second most common element in the universe or something?
I don't think you make more elements. I think that's kind of the thing about elements.
Yeah, you can't change one to another. Otherwise, man, we'd be sitting there turning lead into gold all day long.
Is that a silly question?
I don't know. I mean, helium, you use it up.
Right, but it's got to go somewhere.
Where does it come from?
Where
do we harvest the helium from? Helium from?
Inside helium pockets in the earth.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess the same as any other noble gas, right?
Yeah, just like natural gas and stuff, same that it's in the ground.
Is natural gas made of helium?
I believe it is. I think it's a byproduct. It's when you fart, but very high-pitched.
Oh.
This one, a little more positive. On November 21st, you will be able to see Uranus with the naked eye.
Yeah, you will.
I can see it right now.
I'm looking at four Uranuses right now.
You shouldn't with a naked eye, though, because that's how you get pink eye.
It's the closest. It will be at its closest point to Earth.
Dang.
Okay, now these are speculative. These are people on the internet saying these are the things we need to worry about. Okay. They're not vetted. They are just people's opinions.
Okay.
This one from username Emma.
Oh, okay. What does Emma have to say?
Quote, I knew someone within the pork industry who was convinced that within the next 5 years, there would inevitably be a worldwide pig pandemic that would cause significant pork shortages due to strategic euthanasia. I have no idea if they're right, but I guess it's possible. Huh.
Any of those things are possible. I mean, we've seen swine flus before and bird flus where they have to, take out huge flocks and it can raise costs and stuff. I mean, that happened with chickens. So I'm sure that can happen.
This text, helium is used to cool radiation in reactor cores. That's a pretty big use.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
MRI machines use massive amounts of helium to keep the magnet cold.
Really?
Okay.
So yeah, those are pretty important things.
What if all the Party City stores closed because they were just using too much helium? They said, you got to be done.
Maybe. I'm good with that then. This one, the dead internet theory is already partially true. The amount of bot accounts on social media has exploded in just the past few years. That's definitely true.
Yeah, just trying to scroll Facebook is like pointless at this point. Mm-hmm. It feels anyway.
All right, this one. Again, don't know if it's true. Don't know if the science is right.
Okay.
The Great Salt Lake is about to collapse and release massive clouds of toxic dust on Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming. Now, this would be easily prevented by simply not trying to grow crops and build houses in a desert, but a lot of Utah politicians are heavily involved in real estate and see benefits in growing them. We have heard how the lake is shrinking dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Building, I mean, that certainly makes sense. Building all these cities in the deserts, and I love Phoenix. I love, you know, everything about it. I love Vegas. But, man, putting cities where there's not meant to be that much water and then draining the water from all the aquifers around, that is a dangerous long game, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But are they draining it out of the salt lake? It's salty. Like, how does that work?
Well, the water level has gone down significantly. I remember them saying years ago that the water drawn.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, the water that would normally go there and be salty because of the salt residue that already remains there, I guess.
What is it with all the dumb pioneers who thought, hey, you know what? Let's build in the desert where there's no water.
I think it helped that people from other states chased Mormons to that place and said, fine, you get the desert.
But they could have kept going. Oregon's beautiful. There's water there.
Up next, somebody says the canary in the coal mine is what the billionaires are doing. They should tell you our future.
Mm. Well, there's always that.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No